This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Who the hell needs to eat 10 chicken McNuggets?
No, it's why the 4-pack is right there. Like, you need it as like
10 pieces?
Too many chicken
nuggets. Don't you want to vomit after, I think when you hit 7, at 7 and 8 is too much. By the time you get to 10, they're just grease.
Well, we say that like it's a negative.
10 pieces? Do you eat chicken McNuggets from McDonald's often?
I will get the 4-pack, like as a, you know,
as a snack. Yeah, that's a good thing. Okay.
Yes.
So it's two
or
four,
like an add-on.
As an add-on.
You know, like sometimes like when you add scallops to your
exactly
steak.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Chicken
right.
Nuggets
what
to
would
my,
you like about that? Like, yes. Like exactly. I totally can see that. But do you think you've ever eaten 10 McNuggets in a sitting?
Probably not since I was a teenager, but I'm sure then I did.
You did?
Yeah. I'm sure I did.
I mean, when you'd get your hands on 10 McNuggets, because you'd have to order 2 4.
Well, you don't get your hand on 10 McNuggets. You get the grease.
Like, is the normal one a 6-pack? Is a 4-pack a small pack?
I mean, I think we've gotten so fat that I don't even know. Like, it used to be a 6-pack was like the standard, and then it just kept going up and up and up because we're really fat.
All right. We're going to take a break. Come back, talk to Chris Harrington. We'll do that next. Jeff Cockett, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Today's Perks deal will make you hungry. $20 of fine Asian cuisine at Mulan Asian Bistro for only $10. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Hey, it's Boomer Esiason, and we all know the game isn't over till it's over. So next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBayMotors.com. Let's ride.
Hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Mariah or Kia Mount Mariah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com. $650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit, cell phones, P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022.
Hey, Becky, what about this beat for your next song?
It's cool, but I'm into faster stuff lately, like Xfinity that gives me beyond gig speeds.
Got it. What about this, then?
It sounds powerful, just like Xfinity. Because its supersonic Wi-Fi has 3 times the bandwidth, you can connect hundreds of devices at once.
That's what I call power.
Unbeatable internet from Xfinity. Made to do anything so you can do anything.
Get the Xfinity Supersonic Bundle with unlimited gig speed internet, Wi-Fi equipment included, and a free 4K streaming box, all for $50 a month with a 2-year internet rate guarantee and no annual contract when you add Xfinity Mobile at regular rates. Go to Xfinity.com/gig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. New gigabit extra internet customers only. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Requires compatible gateway.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Our guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get out and find a job.
The roof is leaking and the rent ain't paid. Need a new pair of shoes and I'm underfed. Old lady's fussing about the bill she made.
I'd like to get the out and find a job.
Never made enough to put nothing on the side. Problems, problems, Lord, I'm so tired.
Back on me, Jeff Cocker Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington day.
Now, it's Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Church Health, caring for people all around us. Give today at churchhealth.org.
Chris Harrington joins me now. What is this charming number?
It's Gotta Find a Job by New Orleans R&B singer Lee Dorsey. Underrated New Orleans R&B singer Lee Dorsey. Sending that out to some of the Grizzlies players who will be auditioning for the 1.5 job opportunities available in the rotation.
When is this vintage when? When is this song from?
I don't, you know.
Roughly.
His stuff is 60s and 70s. I think this sounds more 60s to me. I'm guessing it's mid-60s.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, before I ask you about a lot of basketball things on the table here, I've read now 2 reviews of the new Maryland movie.
Yeah.
They both just... Yeah. Savage it, but one is in the New York Times and one is in the LA Times. I read them both. And, but what was interesting is they both referred to how the movie just basically talks about all the indignities that she suffered and was, and the brutalities that she was really subjected to. And they both say that they fail to recognize, one used the word genius, her genius. I have never thought how long and hard about Marilyn Monroe, but the extent that I think of her, it's as a tragic story and or as a tragic figure, right, and an iconic tragic figure. But I'd have never thought much about her acting at all. Was she an underrated actor? Is that the emerging consensus?
I don't know. I don't know if underrated is a word I would use. I would certainly say that we're sort of in this era. Maybe we've always been in this era, but I'm living in the current era.
Right.
And my sense is we're increasingly in this era where celebrity and biography tower over like work itself.
Right.
And so, like, what do we talk about when we talk about Marilyn Monroe? Most people aren't talking about. I should have used this line. What did I write? I wrote something at one point. I can't remember what I wrote about, but I remember I used the line that, you know, you didn't have to have seen, you know, The Big Sleep to have a Humphrey Bogart poster. Or maybe even Marilyn Monroe. You don't have to have seen Marilyn, you know, seen Some Like It Hot to have a Marilyn right. Monroe poster on your dorm wall or whatever. And it's kind of that. I think what we talk about Marilyn Monroe is this idea of this sort of personality in her life. We're not talking about Some Like It Hot and Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and The 7 Year Itch and her role in All About Eve and all of that, because most people haven't even seen these
right.
movies.
Are they good movies? And is she good in them?
Some Like It Hot is one of the greatest movies. You know, one of the... If you were making a list of the greatest American comedies of all time, like Some Like It Hot would be a common number
and
one on that list.
Like, these refer to her comedic timing and her, like, that she, I guess, to the extent that this is, because I've never seen any of them, and I don't really, all I know is the iconic figure.
Right.
I think of her in movies the same way I think of Elvis in movies, like just someone who happened to, but he's not, was a real actor.
Yes. I mean, she definitely played Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
Norma Jean, whatever her real last name was, not only played Marilyn Monroe like in her life, she played Marilyn Monroe when she was in a movie. And so she's more akin to a John Wayne than an Elvis in that regard, because John Wayne was a fictional creation that appears in many movies and is great.
Always is
great in many movies and is in many great movies.
Right.
And that is also true of the Marilyn Monroe creation. Most notably, Some Like It Hot, which is a Billy Wilder movie with Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, and one of the great final lines ever in a movie. Nobody's perfect. And I think Marilyn Monroe in movies was great at being Marilyn Monroe. She was not Meryl Streep. It's a different kind of thing. Like, she played Marilyn Monroe in these movies. And the Marilyn Monroe creation is really good in a lot of movies and in a lot of really good and great movies. So I guess that's my take on that. I have not watched Blonde yet. I will at least start Blonde at some point. I was looking forward to it, and now the word is just coming down, and in a very persuasive way. I mean, I haven't seen it yet.
Totally persuasive, but I also feel almost like the guy literally poured his life into making this movie, and to be so brutalized, I also almost felt bad for him too. Like, it's
to the degree that
savage.
I felt, without having seen it yet, I have more trepidation for Ana de Armas, who plays it, than Andrew Dominik, who like seems to be making his own bed with this one. He's made good movies. Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
People say that was a tremendous movie.
It was great. He directed a lot of episodes, I think, of the David Fincher series Manhunter, which I think is pretty great, or Mindhunter. I haven't seen this movie yet. I sort of wish I'd seen it in theaters, because if I'd seen it in theaters, I would have watched the whole thing and been like
forced,
like interacted with it. And now, like, if it's a drag, my hope was that even if it was bad, it was going to be interesting bad. And now I'm worried it's just going to be like unwatchable bad. But I'll find out for myself at some point soon.
The what's the name of the actress again? Ana
de Armas.
Yeah. So they're kind to her. They say she does what she's asked to do very well. In fact, one of the reviews says there is a moment. I think it's that there's a moment when you're watching the film where you really do think it's Marilyn Monroe. Like, she is so good at, but that she's a particular kind of Marilyn Monroe, only the sort of drifting victim, not at all any of the.
Well, Ana de Armas as an actress she is not like Ana de Armas is a real person, not like a creation.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, she's got a little bit of Marilyn Monroe in her, in right. that she has a certain kind of like sultry sort of way about herself, but also a real sparkle mm-hmm. that she lights up movies when she's in them. If you watch that last James Bond movie, which I think was pretty bad, like, the 10 minutes she's in it is great. It's disappointing that, like, wait a minute, I thought she was the co-star of this movie. Where's she going? And she's only in it for 10 minutes, so.
All right, enough of that. There's two off-the-court things with the Grizzlies to discuss. One is, I just saw this because you retweeted some reference to new uniforms.
Yeah, Drew's got a story. If it's not up now, it'll be up any second.
But refreshed Drew's got a story uniforms. They've refreshed the uniforms.
Well, they're doing.
What are they doing?
Well, every year now, teams do alternate uniforms. I mean, it's just, you know, it's rampant all over the league. And the Grizzlies have for years now. They've always had some level of alternate or multiple alternates. They're going to do, to my understanding, they're doing two alternates this year. This is the first one, which is called, I don't even understand the designations. This is a statement jersey, whatever that means. But this is the first alternate, and it's a pretty mild spin on what they already do in terms of design and color scheme. There's going to be another alternate that I think is the City Edition. And the City Edition has been like, you know, last year or the year before, it was like the Isaac Hayes Stacks theme, and they did the wrestling theme one year. And the City Editions tend to be more elaborate, more conceptual.
And more big and larger departures, obviously. Yes.
And so the City Edition has not been released yet. I've seen it. I can't say what it is, but it will be more dramatic than the one that.
Do you like it? You can give us the Jaren Jackson answer.
I think so, but I mean, I saw it very briefly. Like, I have not like held the physical thing up and examined it. So I don't know. I just know what the concept is.
And then you did tour, right?
Yeah.
You did tour the building,
yep.
And the big news is this new area.
Yeah,
the
big
terrace.
Thing. There was lots of little stuff, but really the big news by far is they carved out a big chunk of terrace level seating, and so the terrace level is the top level, the upper bowl, and the section that is on the western corner, like right where the main plaza, the main entrance.
So it's in the corner. It's not the 50-yard line or the 30-yard line. It's in the corner.
It's in the back. Yeah. It's like behind the goal.
Okay.
So straight back up from like where the Grizzlies bench is, if you go where that goal is and just go straight up to the top and take like two sections up in the top, like right below the Zeebo 50 thing.
Right.
They just took two sections out, roughly 200 seats is what I gather. And they opened it up to be an open area plaza bar thing where there's a big concession bar area and there's lots of seats back and it's open so you can walk to the back and you look down over the lobby. You can walk to the right and actually go to an outside patio. But if you go up to the court, there's a long open sort of bar, standing bar, where you can just stand and look down over the court. And what they're going to do is that space, just like all the other, just like, you know, the sports betting bar and all the other places, not all the other places, many of the other places are open to anyone who has a ticket. That's like obviously not true of like the, you know, the courtside bar or whatever. But any of the main plaza stuff, terrace level stuff, if you got a ticket in the building, you can be there. So it's open to anybody. But for certain games this season, they're going to test drive standing room only tickets. Games that are on the verge of sellout where you can get a ticket to the game that will not get you a seat. And the idea is more, you know, you can go wherever you want. That's public. But the idea is you'll be up there. That's where you'll gather. Yeah.
Are they going to ever have any times when it's reserved for private events? Do you know?
No, not that they said. No.
Yeah. Okay. And then the self-service stuff. Is that throughout the building?
That was something they were already doing last season. They're just expanding it even more. They're leaning more into that direction. And so there was the one former concession area that's on the main plaza level back behind where the courtside media seating is. So if you go straight up, you know, you have the rendezvous and you have the other thing, and then to the right there was another one. Well, last year that was a grab-and-go section. But what they did is they hollowed it out and made it a bigger grab-and-go section. It feels almost like an airport terminal kind of situation.
I sound stupid. I'm sorry if I'm ignorant asking this question, but what is, so you grab something, how do you pay for it?
Oh, you go to a register and pay for it, but you don't stand at a counter and make your order and someone goes to assemble it. It's like an airport, you go grab what you want, you walk up to the register and pay for it. And so like, you know, you can go open the cases and grab whatever drink or beer. There will be some pre-made sandwich stuff you can pick up. Right. There's actually a vending machine that has cake.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing.
That was my, I was asked about it. So what do you think about this? And my response was, it seems like something from a Simpsons episode. A cake vending machine. And Homer Simpson is brewing somewhere.
Was it loaded with slices of cakes?
No, it was unloaded, but we got to sample that. And they're not going to be slices. They're going to be like cakes in a cup.
Oh,
you know, little plastic
cakes or little ice. No,
they're like layered, yeah. You know, strawberry shortcake or whatever. You know,
how was it?
They were good. I ate two of them, which is probably two more than I needed. I mean, they were small.
Right.
I wouldn't call them quite bite size unless you're taking a real big bite, but like a two or three bite kind of thing.
By the way, among the overrated things in our lives right now, don't you think those cupcakes on sticks are terrible?
Like the cake pop?
Yes. Stupid.
I agree.
Stupid.
I don't think I've ever had one. But
I've eaten one. They're dumb.
Sometimes I'll see people get them at Starbucks while I'm waiting. I'm trying to get a coffee and someone's ordering a Frappuccino double twist with a slice of blah, blah, blah that takes 10 minutes to make. And then they get a cake pop.
And a damn cake pop. Cake pops are stupid. Did you eat anything else?
Yeah, but I didn't really write about the food stuff because clearly the news is this big carve-out section.
But I'm curious.
And then it was so confusing just trying to figure out. I mean, they told us, but I was still confusing with me trying to figure out where things you could get different things.
Oh,
like, this is from a concession, but this is from the Sissy's Log Cabin Bar under here, and this is from this place. And, like, it was all pretty good. Everything I had was good. Whether it will be good when games start in the arena is a different question.
Is the
quality
going to
be the same than it is when you're setting it up specifically for a media tour? I was reluctant to get too much into that.
Okay.
The gelato guys are back though,
and I've never had it.
Gelato is great. That's really the best thing in the building.
And where is that? That's on a stand on the concourse.
It's on the plaza level.
The plaza level.
Yeah, back there again, sort of where that grab and go section is.
Okay. You wrote a piece about, really the four and, you know, the bigs really.
Yep.
First of all, explain to me why do we know that Brandon Clark and Steven Adams don't work together? We know that's not anyone's preferred solution, including Brandon Clark.
Well, I mean, these things are all debatable. The numbers are actually good last year when they played them together. They were good. They were not good on defense. They were good overall because they offensive rebounded like crazy. It was a small sample. How much do you believe in the small sample if you expanded it? The Grizzlies don't seem to because they kept it a small sample. And when they got into the playoffs, they didn't play them together. To me, just as a theoretical matter, when I think about it, I don't really like the setup because they both play in the paint. Like, Steven Adams does not take jump shots. I know he sort of, you know, he joked about that in media day. He's not going to be shooting threes. Steven Adams does not take jump shots, and Brandon Clark mostly doesn't and shouldn't. Like, I'm not a believer in Brandon Clark needing to expand his shot.
Right. It is funny how everyone wants, they want him to be a starter, which is something you pointed out. I went and listened to your podcast.
Well, you were sitting there, and like Brandon, Drew asked Brandon initially, like, fine. And Brandon said, you know, I don't really care, blah, blah, blah. And then people kept asking about it over and over again. Like, they weren't satisfied that he wouldn't I want to be a starter.
No, you know? It was come on, we know you really want to be a starter. Right. Everyone wants to be a starter, and he couldn't have been more upfront. Yeah. It's not even that I don't care. He understands and buys into the theory of him coming off the bench.
Yes, which I think is great. And so good for him. And the other thing he said was like, you know, Jaren's gone, this is my chance. It was, man, I really wish Jaren would come back because we play really well together. And that's one of the points I made in the column. That I think sort of counterintuitively, the absence of Jaren Jackson might create less opportunity for Brandon Clark, not more. Because I don't think it makes him more likely to start. But on the other hand, I think it makes him less likely to finish games. Because you don't have the finishing lineup they went to so much are Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson. And now it's not as clear what you would finish with without Jaren in the mix.
So, well, who works of the people who are still here?
Right.
Who works best next to Brandon Clark?
This is a real question to try to figure out. And then tomorrow night they'll get started, at least publicly. And, you know, Taylor Jenkins said, and I can't remember whether it was media day or Wednesday when I was talking to him, but he said, you know, we may look at Brandon Clark and Tillman together, which we haven't done that much. Well, it's not true that they haven't done that. They didn't do that much last season. The year before, they played like 1,000 possessions together, and they were pretty good together. And so I think that's something they can definitely do. I think the interesting question is going to be how Brandon Clarke looks with Santi Aldama and how he looks with Jake LaRavia, and we've never seen it, really. Maybe Clarke and Aldama played together a few minutes last season, but we've never really seen either of those things. I think there's a possibility there.
Theoretically,
the Aldama thing, and the reason that I think Aldama is lined up to be the starting power forward if he plays well, is he's the closest you can get on the roster to approximating the Jaren Jackson Jr. dynamic. He is 6'11", so he has the size. He's not a Jaren defensively, but at least he's 6'11", which you can't say for Brandon Clarke or Xavier Tillman or Jake LaRavia or David Roddy, right? He's 6'11", and he's comfortable facing up. Now, whether he makes shots is a separate question, but he is very comfortable at 6'11", playing out on the perimeter. And so if that dynamic works well, if that dynamic from Jaren Jackson works well with Brandon Clarke, I think there's some hope that Santi Aldama would work well with Brandon Clarke for the same reasons. But
how well
does that require Santi to be good? But who knows?
Right. Well, and there is no great defensive combinations here, period, right? I mean, that's
the Clarke Tillman 2 years ago was actually quite good defensively. And it was good defensively in part because it caused all kinds of turnovers. Tillman's sneaky, like quick hands, like the steals and stuff, and it's pretty bulky. I think that lineup's pretty good. I would be surprised with Jaren out if we don't see those two guys playing together a pretty good bit to start the season. To me, the Tillman question, which I get into in the column, is can he be in the rotation once Jaren comes back?
Right. Well,
he has never been in the rotation in which Jaren Jackson and the starting center are both available.
What do you imagine his role will be to start? Tillman's role will be to start.
I'm guessing he'll be the backup center. With Santi
starting.
So he'll
play a lot with Clarke. He will play a lot with Brandon.
I think
Clarke.
That'll be his role to start the season. I think if his role is something less than that to start the season, it portends pretty poorly for his role on the team this year.
What's his contractual situation? What's his?
I believe he is entering. No, I think he has 2 years left. They signed him to a 4-year with like team options on the back. So this is year 3. So I think he's under contract next year too.
You said in the column that you saw LaRavia shooting the other day.
Yeah, they did a little shooting drill right in front of us while we were
waiting.
And
he looked good.
He was the smoothest shot. Now, Desmond Bane was not in the shooting drill, but like 8 or 9 guys were, and he was by far the smoothest shot. He was like snapping the net and like looks great, but how's it going to look when guys are in your face? And that's the question.
Well, is the question, like, it was funny. He talked about this, and it was like, the first game in the summer league, I shot a lot, and after that, I'm an unselfish guy and whatever else. And that's fine to say that. The real question is, were you an unselfish guy, or like you weren't getting your shots? Do we think he can not get his shot off?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to prejudge it. I think it's a legit concern. When I watch summer league, there's sort of two answers there. Well, maybe a third is he's being unselfish. I think the real two answers are, he's struggling with the speed and size of the defense to get shots off, or he's in a role where he's standing in the corner, like stretching the floor, and the offense is not running to get the ball to those spots. I think it's probably a little bit of both, but I think a lot of it was the former. But that's not, to me, that's not like a death sentence for your game. Right. It's an adjustment you have to make.
Figuring out how to do it.
But I do think it's going to be important. The Grizzlies are placing a bet, and they can always make a trade and fill a need if this becomes a need. But right now, they're placing a bet that at least one of Santi Aldama, Jake LaRavia, David Roddy can be a real rotation player on a contending team. At least one of them. But what they really need in addition to that is for whichever one it is to be somebody who can generate shots, because John Conchar is one of the lowest usage players in the league. Steven Adams, he'll handle the ball and pass, but like never shoots unless it's an offensive rebound, basically. Brandon Clarke can generate points, but he doesn't generate shots. He has to be set up for the most part. He's a finisher, not a creator. So there's too many guys out there already who like you can't really go to help you get something going. And that's why
those guys are going to generate shots. LaRavia's not going to generate shots.
Well, that's the question for LaRavia. I think Aldama and Roddy will. Well, here's the question. I think Santi and David Roddy can both generate shots. Can they generate shots that
you
create
want
points?
To take.
Right. That's the question. Santi can get shots up because he can handle the ball, and he's 6'11", he'll shoot threes. But if he's missing all of them, you're not generating any points off of that.
I am such, I'm in the tank for David Roddy, as I've decided. I'm not like, you guys did this in your podcast, you planted flags and believed in things. This is not a believing flag. This is a hoping flag.
Right.
I am rooting for David Roddy to be good. I like, because he looks funny, and he's clearly going to be a good talker, not in the Dylan Brooks saying crazy things kind of way.
Right.
But in the just the thoughtful kind. You can tell already. Yeah. I want David Roddy to be better than anyone
thinks
he'll
be one of the most interesting players to watch tomorrow night, just because, all the rookies are going to be interesting because they've never played, they've played Summer League, but this will be their first, preseason, full. And everyone they're playing against is potentially an NBA player, or most of them at least. So that'll be a first. And Roddy, to me, is the hardest guy. It's the single hardest guy to figure out on the team.
Because you just don't know how he's going to contribute.
Yeah, and because I think it could go either way. He could be good. Like, I think there's very little chance that Kennedy Chandler is good this season.
Right.
To me, he's the guy who has the most variance probably in terms of, he could end up being pretty good. He could be like, all defense, all rookie team.
Right.
He could be like, this guy can't play at all. And I just don't know.
Well, that's fun. So that they're on the road tomorrow. That's tomorrow, right? And then they're home Monday.
In Milwaukee tomorrow night, I think, against Orlando.
And then home Monday. So last thing, there was a trade in the NBA.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
it's a roster cleanup.
It's just, it must, I mean, what if it's almost demeaning to be?
Right.
They've worked their whole lives to develop as basketball players, and it doesn't matter at all as what, is that was 100% to get Oklahoma City under the, what was happening with that trade?
To quote the great philosopher Don Draper, that's what the money is for. you're making $1.5 million a year or whatever, Ty Jerome, and this is going to happen.
Right.
This is the life we've chosen. And so I don't even know. I mean, I saw it's just about, I don't know specifically what the rationales was, but it's money and roster spots. So that it was a housekeeping trade. We saw so many of these for the Grizzlies last season. All summer long, they were like every week they were doing some little housekeeping trade, and we had to come in and say, well, this guy's probably not going to play, and that's all it was.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right,
that's Chris Harrington. When we come back, Jeffrey is going to make you money. I was thinking of Drew Hill because Drew has this piece on the new Grizzly, the refreshed Grizzlies uniform. When we come back, Jeffrey will make you money. In the meantime, I will tell you, this would be a good weekend to get to Bounty on Broad. As I said, Broad is so nice and strollable now, and it's perfect, and nothing like a brunch. Brunch is great because you get to eat like the eggs purgatory. Look what's in this thing. It's got some kind of delicious sauce. It's got short ribs. It's got poached eggs, grilled bread. The Eggs Christophine, it's got shrimp and crab, it's got poached eggs, it's got béarnaise sauce. You got everything in there. You can get the steak and eggs. I'd get a few things for the table and split them. The red potato home fries come with that. Absolutely delicious. But if you want to go sweet, you can go sweet and you can get their delicious waffles with berry compote, vanilla ice cream, and almonds. And it's like a meal. It's fantastic. It's brunch. Plus, you can drink. That's the other thing. You can drink in the morning at 11 o'clock. Get a Bounty Bloody Mary. It is Bounty on Broad. Beautiful restaurant. Delicious food. Phone number is 410-813-1, 410-813-1, 2519 Broad Avenue. When we come back, Jeffrey's got a big card. 18 games. He'll be picking them coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis, the SEC.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's SEC station and Grizzly station. Saturday, it's Alabama taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Pregame at 2 o'clock, kickoff at 2:30 on 92.9 FM and 680 AM. Later, it's the first preseason game for the Memphis Grizzlies as they take on the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll have the pregame show at 6:30 with Jessica Benson. Tip at 7 o'clock, live with Eric Hasseltine on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Desmond Bain, Ja Morant, the players, the team, the grind lives on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gossett Mitsubishi summer sales event is still going strong at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Get ready to embrace adventure like never before in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, $339 a month or $26,390. Get dramatic performance off-road, on-road, and everyday driving in 2023 Eclipse Cross, $409 a month or $31,085. And breakout and standout out in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. With seven seating capacity, we got it at $419 a month or $31,605. Plus, peace of mind with our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's got it Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at got it Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 4.44 APR, 500 military rebate, 4,900 down, sport, NU017062, MSRP 27140, cross PC 00695, MSRP 31585, Outlander NZO84348, MSRP 32105. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-122 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you might be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com/sports, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com/sports. That's GetRefunds.com/sports.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state that you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement of BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credit expires in 30 days. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789. 8-9.
Chest up, engage the core, dig deep.
At Misty's gym, boot camp gets pretty close to the real thing. She wants to spot a personal trainer with a military background.
I can cover this week's boot camp, but we need someone stat. Is it your cousin, a Marine?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Memphis, looking to shoot your shot? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis is serving up bites, beers, and your favorite games on TV. It's the place to watch sports in downtown Memphis. This season at Long Shot, the playbook is wide open. Delicious food, classic drinks, and a crowd cheering on the Tigers and Grizzlies in HD. Are you game for some shuffleboard and draft beer during halftime? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis has got you covered. You and your team can kick off the season in style at Longshot Arrive Memphis. Visit us at longshotmemphis.com.
The Corn Maze is back at the Agri Center. It's haunted every Friday and Saturday night. If you like scary movies and pee in your pants, don't miss Friday and Saturday nights at the Corn Maze. And it's much tamer for the little ones during the week. Come get lost in the maze at Walnut Grove and Germantown Road.
Mommy!
Visit MidSouthMaze.com.
Football is back, and nobody is more excited than your friends at Superbook Sports. Superbook is bringing Vegas-style wagering to the palm of your hand, and now they'll match 100% of your first bet up to $1,000, no matter if the bet wins or loses. You don't have to be in Nashville or Knoxville to enjoy football this fall. Visit Superbook.com or download the Superbook Tennessee app right now and start getting in on all the action. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Today's Perks deal will make you hungry. $20 of fine Asian cuisine at Mulan Asian Bistro for only $10. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Every year, give Jeffrey crisp, 10 crisp $100 bills. And I don't worry when that money is dips below the $1,000 mark, because I know ultimately I'm a buy and hold guy. Jeffrey, what's the status of things?
Jeff, through 4 weeks of action, we are currently 29-28. You currently have $840. You guys spend money to make money.
Isn't that amazing? You've done better than not. Mm-hmm. 29-28, and yet I'm down.
Got to pay the juice, baby.
See, that's the kind of integrity we have here.
Yeah, we would also like to give a sincere FU to the goalpost at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To the young men of Appalachian State, I hope you thought about what you did, blowing a 28-3 lead as a favorite. Who else is on the S list? Let's see. I'm really, really not pleased with the work of Old Dominion's offense. Mm. And then also Iowa and Rutgers getting 21 or 24 points off of turnovers was tough for a 34-point over or total.
All right, it's a new day.
It's a new day.
What do we got?
All right, Jeff, quick stats when betting on the favorite, 11-11, underdogs, 6-5, the over, 2-3, that will not be applicable today, the under, 10-7, the Southeastern Conference, 12-9, the Big Ten, 4-3, 6-9 in the ACC. Jeff, the biggest upset of the year, 8-0 when betting on the Pac-12. Normally, that's where my money goes to light on fire. 3-3 in the Big 12, 6-1 in the AAC, 3-2 in the Mountain West, 3-5 in the Sun Belt, 1-1 on MACtion, and 1-2 on CUSA. Let's start Friday night, Jeff. We got one of my favorite spots to bet. We got a dumpster fire in Boise, Idaho. San Diego State still can't score on offense, but give me San Diego State plus 6.5. Boise State's an absolute dumpster fire.
What has happened there at Boise State?
They made a bad hire.
Is this year two?
Yes. Or is it year three?
Year three? He's done.
Year two. Yeah, because Harsin's
only year two.
Yeah, but they made a bad hire.
San Diego State plus 6.5 over the dumpster fire that is Boise State.
Jeff, we got Washington and UCLA. Should be a good game in the Pac-12 tonight. I'm not doing anything on the spread because both sides feel like traps. My lean is Washington. I feel like that is actually the trap, but I know UCLA is going to try to run the football. This feels like a big-time game where they kind of feel each other out. Give me under 64.5.
Under 64.5, Washington and UCLA next.
Jeff, I consider this a challenge, Tiger fans, but more importantly, I'm considering this a challenge for Ryan Silverfield. Jeff, he is 9-18 against the spread.
Wow.
9-18. More importantly, as a favorite, he is 4-13. He's just 2-10 against the spread as a home favorite. Temple is 7-0 against the spread against the Tigers in their previous seven meetings. Give me 18.5.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wait, Ryan Silverfield is 2-10 as a home favorite?
Yep. 5-12 in conference play against the spread.
So it's 18.5.
Yeah. Give me 18.5.
You want Temple and 18.5 over Memphis.
Jeff, okay. There are many people out there that believe when service academies play that you should be rooting for both teams.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, that's wrong.
Oh, sorry.
We are asking these men to defend our country.
Right.
And most importantly, to defend the end zone.
Ah.
Give me under 38.
Under 38, that would be Navy and Air Force. Under 38, that makes it, your logic is impeccable.
Mm-hmm. I want them to defend.
Defend, right, with their lives.
Correct. Leave it all on the line.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Jeff, we got... Is that a dog? Is that a dog barking? No. That's a dog barking with fleas because everyone is on Kentucky. Give me Ole Miss -7.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everyone is on Kentucky.
Really? What's your theory here?
Under Mark Stoops since 2017, which is as far back as my database goes, when Kentucky plays on the road against the SEC West, they're 0-6, and they're 0-6 against the spread. Give me Ole Miss -7. I think they can run the ball on them. I also don't think Kentucky's good. I think we're overinflating them because Florida self-destructed.
All right. Next.
Jeff, we've got Kansas State, Texas Tech. Both teams coming off big wins last week. Doesn't that feel like a letdown spot?
Feels like a letdown spot.
Give me under 57.
Under 57. Texas
I believe also
Tech
it's going to be windy.
In Kansas.
In Manhattan. Probably. The other Manhattan.
The other Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Jeff, Oklahoma, TCU. Just give me TCU plus six. I feel like we're starting to realize like Oklahoma's defense isn't that good and TCU can score. I don't know if they win outright, but I think they
you
can
like
keep it within a touchdown.
Okay.
Give me those six.
TCU plus six.
Jeff, let's go to Kinnick Stadium where dreams go to die. Mm. More importantly, it's where offense goes to die. Give me under 42.
Under 42.
Jeff, we have the greatest kids.
What do you like in that game, by the way?
Michigan, because I don't think Iowa can actually score, but I think Harbaugh will get it. Harbaugh gets into the trap of, oh, my God, this is my Big Ten football. This is like when I used to play.
Right.
And he likes to, like, prove that he can win those type of games. So I just think it becomes a punt fest. Michigan's just way better than Iowa. The only thing that, like, it's emotional, I am close to leaning Michigan, laying 10.5, but I just kind of wanted the under it because I don't know if Iowa's going to score. Jeff, we have great kids in Beaverton, Oregon.
Mm.
Great kids. Yet again, cashing. They're one of three FBS teams that is still 4-0 against the spread. I think Utah's overrated. Give me Oregon State and the 10.5.
Oregon State plus 10.5 over Utah.
Jeff, everyone's all loving them some Kansas. Loving them some Kansas. And I think Kansas is a good football team. I don't think there's any way, shape, form, or fashion on this green earth that they should only be a 3-point dog against Iowa State. Iowa State got into the Baylor trap last week. Give me Iowa State minus 3.
Not a Kansas believer, huh?
It's just the line's too small.
Iowa State minus 3 over Kansas.
Jeff, we got Kent State and Ohio.
I know that
everyone has circled this one. Everyone's loving them some Kent State after they covered last week against Georgia, the only team to do so this year.
They scored points against Georgia,
they did
too.
Score points, and more on Georgia later. I just think 65.5 is way too many points. Give me under 65.5. Ohio's going to try to run the ball. They try to play slow. Give me 65.5, the under. Jeff, same principle, FAU, North Texas, 67.5 is just way too many dadgum points. Let's take that under.
Okay, next.
Jeff, this is a theory. I think Cal's sneaky good, and it might turn out that Notre Dame's win over Cal might have been better than we thought. Washington State's kind of a darling, and they did do some heroic work to cover, then not cover, then cover again last week. Give me Cal, give me the 4.
Cal plus 4 over Washington State.
Jeff, I think Tulsa's sneaky good. And more importantly, I still don't believe in Ben Bryant. Tulsa at home, give me 10.
So this is tricky for Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Houston came in as a much ballyhooed team, and they got losable games the next two against Tulsa and then Memphis.
No, I've got Cincinnati.
I'm sorry.
Tulsa and they played Tulane. Oh, okay. I don't have anything on that game. But okay. They are both losable, yes.
Okay. Tulsa is, you're taking Tulsa plus 10.
Against Cincinnati, yes.
Okay, next.
I don't know,
I thought you said Tulane. I thought you said Tulane plus 10. It was
no,
Tulsa
sorry,
plus
give
10.
Me Tulsa
it's
plus
Tulane
10.
Tulane is playing Houston.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Jeff, I think we got a quit special. I think Auburn's done. I know they can't score. I think LSU's sneaky putting it together. This is just fade the dumpster fire, just like we're doing with Boise State. Give me LSU, and I'm laying 8.
LSU minus 8 over Auburn. When does he get canned?
Perhaps Saturday night.
That'd be fun. Next.
Jeff, we got Clemson and North Carolina State. Yes, Clemson did not win the game of the year. They did not cover by a point. If anyone bought it out to 6, congratulations. But more importantly, Dave Dorn at North Carolina State, Jeff, when he is on the road, he is just 8-17 against the spread. The principal play with Dave Dorn teams is take him at home, fade him on the road. Clemson, North Carolina State, give me Clemson minus 7. Everyone's also all over North Carolina State. That's another trendy dog, so we're fading that.
All right, Clemson minus 7 over NC State.
Jeff, as previously mentioned, Georgia. What did Kirby Smart have the opportunity to do this week? Yell at his guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yell a lot at his guys. Georgia in division play since 2017 is now 11-2 against the spread. Jeff, including a perfect 6-0 when the spread is more than 24 points. Give me Georgia absolutely murdering Missouri on Saturday evening. -29
over Missouri.
Yeah. Anything like below 40, we're taking.
Okay.
And then finally, Jeff, you got to close out the night with an under.
A lot of unders in this card.
Jeff, what's again, that's everyone wants to bet the over. We bet the under because we're smarter and sharper, and that's what you get for listening to this here program. San Jose State, Wyoming, give me under 42.5. Neither offense is very good.
So here is the card. San Diego State +6.5 over Boise State. Washington, UCLA, go ahead and take the under 64.5. Navy and Air Force under 38. The Memphis game, go ahead and take Temple and the 18.5. Memphis is going to win that game, though, you think,
yes.
Right? Memphis is going to win that game. Ole Miss, -7. Against Kentucky.
Yes.
Texas Tech, Kansas State, under 57. TCU, go ahead and take the 6. Tennessee, TCU +6 over Oklahoma. Michigan and Iowa is under 42. Oregon State +10.5 over Utah. Iowa State -3 over Kansas. Ohio, Kent State, that's the one that we'll all be locked into, under 65.5. Florida Atlantic, North Texas, that's the other one we'll all be locked into, under 67.
Yeah.
Cal, go ahead and take the 4 points over Washington State. Tulsa +10 against Cincinnati. LSU -8 over Auburn. Dead man walking there at Auburn. Clemson -7 over NC State. Georgia -29 over Missouri. And San Jose State and Wyoming under 42.5. What's the Alabama Arkansas line?
17.5. So that's a no touch for me.
And why is that? Because you used to like do Alabama first half, Alabama second half, Alabama
third. I'm not sure Bill O'Brien's really that good of an offensive coordinator. And furthermore, while Arkansas' secondary is very banged up, Arkansas has had 20 sacks this year, and
they rush the hell out of the passer.
They do.
Now, as you point out, they're bad on the old back end.
Correct.
The other problem is they run the ball. That's what they do.
Yes.
Alabama, you can't run the ball against Alabama.
No, but I'm also concerned that loss last week is the old, you might get the loss after the loss. But at the same time, I'm sick of laying 17.5 with Alabama on the road in the SEC and then that game going down to the fourth quarter.
Someone was pointing out that it is Alabama's games against Arkansas have been a good measuring stick for Alabama.
Correct.
When Alabama is really good, they destroy Arkansas. When Alabama struggles with Arkansas, they're not really good.
Yes, although last year I think we saw they were still really good, and that game was a dogfight.
But I guess they don't win the national championship.
Yeah, I think that's
the years that they struggle with Arkansas.
Correct.
They do not win the national championship. All right, well, that's it. That's the card for today. We got to take a break. I will tell you. I don't know if we have time to take a break.
We can take one quickly.
That's fine. We'll take a break back in just a second. Jeff Cockatoo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Coming up at 11, it's the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith, John Martin, the rundown at noon. Cap or no cap, over, unders, and respect burgers. Jason and John, weekdays 11 till 2 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Jeff Allen, it's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah.
Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Sell to us, P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax final and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
Let Victory Lane Barbecue cater your next event of any size. They offer competition-style barbecue with either casual self-serve or upscale full-service options. Check out the amazing barbecuery boards and tables. Mention this ad for free delivery on your next drop-off catering. For details, visit victorylanebbq.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
No, instead of waiting on a good day.
We haven't talked a lot about the NFL. You can bet the NFL over at FanDuel. It is the official sports book partner of the NFL. And right now, new customers get up to $1,000 back in free bets if your first bet doesn't win. You can put together a same game parlay. That's where you combine three bets from the same game, and you win big if they hit. If they don't hit, again, if you're just a new user, you bet $10, $900, whatever else. If you hit, you win. Woo! If you don't win, that money will be right back in your account to bet again as free bets. That's why, just another reason why you should go with FanDuel, which of course is the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You just got to download the app and use promo code Calkins, CALKINS. Must be 21 and older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, now drawable. Free bets expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Obviously, we will be watching to see what news we get of Tua and his recovery.
He's in good spirits, Jeff.
He is in good spirits. That's great. The most interesting games, Bills Ravens.
Yes.
Obviously, Lamar, Josh Allen. It is amazing. The incredible thing is there were two quarterbacks taken, two taken before Josh in that draft. Rosen then taken before Lamar too.
Yep.
It's evaluating quarterbacks.
They were two
man.
Of the last of the of
two
the
of the
five
last
drafted.
Three picked yes. in that in that first round, and there they go. Titans, Indy?
It's at Indy, and like if Tennessee's going to get back on track, that's a big one, too.
And then the other fun one.
Sneaky fun game.
The lone undefeated team in the league.
Philly.
Against
the Jags. The plucky Jags. I think might be actually good.
Yeah, the ascending Jags.
Mm-hmm.
All interesting. We'll be back to talk about it Monday, and of course, the Memphis game, the Ole Miss game, everything else. We will have seen the Grizzlies at that point as well. What's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They're going to be joined by Joe Theismann at 11:25, Sean Salisbury at 12:25, Anthony Sain at 1:25. Blake Topmeyer joins us on Giannotto and Jeffrey at 2:30. Wolken joins GP at 4:25, Jeff at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Our work is done.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
How do you know I have three sons? You know where my three sons and I all go for our dentist needs? Of course we go see Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi. Of course we do. We have been for years. Visiting the Smile Center makes going to the dentist actually a pleasure. Teeth well taken care of for, and it is a delight. to go see him. He and his clinical staff have all been vaccinated. You can go see him for yourself. Just call 309-1333, 309-133, located 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Visit SmileCenterMemphis.com.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same, but at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different? How? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope, never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field, and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
The Mempho Music Festival returns to Radiance Amphitheater at Memphis Botanic Garden September 30th through October 2nd, featuring performances from the Black Keys. Well, so two nights of Widespread Panic, Wilco,
I'm walking.
Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Portugal the Man, Tank and the Bangas, Bobby Rush, Big Ass Truck, Future Birds, and many more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.